Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to this beautiful silsila, The Ideal Muslim. And today's topic is one of those wonderful topics that are very good for each person, but in particular for parents. So please do stay tuned right to the end. We are going to be discussing many Madani pearls of advices, in particular for parents as well. Before we continue, as our norm, make good intentions, because as beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. So make that good intention now. What good intentions can we make? That I'm listening and watching the silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah azza wa jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That what I learn, I will try my best to act upon that, to implement that, and to teach others as well. So have some pens and papers or your notebook out and take those points down, because ink is the best memory. And share this information with others as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durud-e-paak or salawat, salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As is mentioned in the famous book, Al-Qawlul Badi', that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the person who recites durood or salat upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with that person on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, our topic of discussion for today in this episode is regarding Islamic parenting. That ideal Muslim, how should the ideal Muslim be and behave as a parent, a Muslim parent? Certainly children are a great blessing from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, but they are also an amana. They are a trust from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, over which we will be accountable for this on the day of judgment. Now many of you who are watching out there, maybe wherever you are in the world, maybe you are parents yourselves, or maybe you are soon to be parents, or perhaps youngsters are watching the silsila. However, you can keep these notes for future when you become a parent, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, may He grant us to become good parents, good Muslim, sincere, practicing, pious Muslim parents, as well as grant us pious offspring, obedient offspring as well. Those who don't have children, this certainly is a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. This certainly is the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, and a believer is never at a loss. Never. Perhaps if Allah Azza wa Jal gave kids to a certain person, those children could become a cause of great grief for their parents. Like we hear today, that I wish I never gave birth to this child. But Allah Azza wa Jal, make our children pious, make us pious as well. And even, as I mentioned, a believer is never at a loss, even in the case of a miscarriage. Yes, it is hurtful, and the person becomes very sad and emotional, but on the day of judgment, that same child will do shafa'a and will intercede for the parents and take them to Jannah on the day of judgment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The glorious Quran at several places discusses relationships between parents and their children. Look at the case of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, that he trained him in such a way that after the dream that he needs to sacrifice his son, he asks the opinion of his son. Nabi Ismail alayhi salam had stated that do as Allah Azza wa Jal commanded you to do. How nice if our kids had this kind of training and mindset according and within the boundaries of the Islamic law. We see another case of Sayyiduna Luqman the wise and his advices to his son Nabi Nuh alayhi salam and his son, what happened in that situation. So the glorious Quran does touch these kind of topics as well. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, parenting is actually a process. It is a process where you help your child who is at one stage solely dependent upon you. Help your child from being dependent, a dependent child, into an independent adult who is a practicing Muslim. This whole process is called parenting. Parenting is also about expressing love to your children. And sometimes our expression of love for our children can be harmful or detrimental towards the upbringing of the child. Rather, this love that we have, this affection and compassion that we have for our children, it must make us raise our children in the proper way within the confines of Islamic teachings. Because your love for your child is also governed by the laws of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, by the laws of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, this love cannot be used in not correcting your child and giving in to all their demands. Be careful for this. Parenting is also about educating and training your child, because as a parent, you influence the life and the mentality, the mindset of your child, especially with your character, with your manners, how you do things, how you say things, what you do and what you say. By portraying your life to your child, you are influencing directly or indirectly your child, because your child will copy you. Who else can your child copy? When they are infants, when they are small, when they are little, the mother is in front of them, the father is in front of them, and they are observing everything. Even if they don't understand, they are listening, they are looking, they are watching, and it's registering in the mind. At a later stage, they will start enacting and mimicking all these things that you do and say. For example, those who are punctual with their salah, the mother, the father, or with reading Quran, or dressing up Islamically, soon, at a very early age, the child will start doing these things, although they don't understand, but they will be copying and mimicking the actions and the sayings of their mother or their father. They will want to become like you, because they don't see any other role models or any other person there. So firsthand, you are the role model and hero of your child. Almighty Allah has given you as a parent almost complete control over your child. You are the one who buys the clothing for your child, you dress up the child, you buy the different food stuffs. Your child cannot speak and tell you, Dad, Mom, or Abba, Ammi, I want this, I want that, I want this clothing or this food. They don't have that ability at that age. So you have that control over your child. And at this stage, this is the time to mold them according to Islamic teachings and values. Because slowly and slowly but surely, as they mature physically and mentally, you start losing this control. Because now they start choosing and they have their own options and tastes as well. So at the early age, this is the perfect time to mold them, their minds, their behavior, their mentality into an Islamic direction, Islamic teachings and values as well. And Dawud Islami, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, is there to assist you, to help you with different Madani activities, different facilities, different platforms, weekly, daily, monthly as well, to assist parents and children to tread on this Islamic path, which will lead to the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At the early age, how we mold our children until or before external factors affect and influence their minds, their vulnerable minds, This is how they will end up becoming. Their habits, their nature, their behavior, their mentality. So at the early age, I'm emphasizing this is the time to mold them according to Islamic teachings and values as well. A point to note here, Islamic scholars, they encourage us to avoid posting pictures of our babies, our children on social media platforms as evil eye. The evil eye, nazar or nazar-e-bad, can affect them negatively. For this, there are certain wada'if, certain invocations or incantations that can be recited for a person's child who is affected by nazar. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana, Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas al-Tarqadri, Dam Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, who is the founder of Dawud Islami, has included some wada'if, some incantations in his famous book, which I will encourage you to please obtain ASAP. It is called Madani Panj Surah, or Madani Treasure of Blessings. From Maktabatul Madina, you can obtain this, which is a publications department of Dawud-e-Islami, or via dawudislami.net. It's a free download. Don't delay. Download today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. From there, just two wadifas. It is mentioned that to take out the nazar from a child or any person, in fact, recite the following ayah, the following verse from Surah Qalam, verse 51. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِن يَكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرَ وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ. Translation from Ganjul Iman. And indeed, the disbelievers seem as if they would topple you with their evil gaze when they hear the Qur'an, and they say, indeed, he is not in right mind. This ayah, this verse is proven for securing, for protection against the evil eye, against nazar. In fact, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that recite this ayah, this verse, upon whoever is afflicted with the evil eye, and then perform dam on them, blow towards them, whether yourself or your child, your spouse, or any Muslim, in fact. Another beautiful wazifa is Allahumma adhib anhu harraha wa bardaha wa wasabaha. Translation: Allah Azza wa Jal, remove the cold, the heat, and the calamity of this evil eye from this person. This you can find again in Madani Panj Surah. You can obtain it from dawudislami.net or from Maktabatul Madina. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, as parents as well, we must show mercy and compassion towards our children. Many of us, we hug our children. We tell them, I love you. We kiss our children as well when they are little. And this is about compassion. This is about affection. This is building that bond and relationship between parent and child. It's also part of mercy. As Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that a certain individual saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam who was kissing his grandson, as we kiss our little ones today. He was kissing his grandson, Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And this individual said that, I have 10 children, but I don't kiss any of them. What did the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply to the statement? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, whoever does not show mercy will not receive mercy. So we should be merciful, compassionate and affectionate towards our little ones. Haven't you heard or listened to the numerous occasions of the relationship between the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hassanain Karimain? Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, that he would actually carry them on his blessed shoulders, subhanallah azza wa jal. And once he even mentioned in the summary of a beautiful hadith, that whoever loves them loves me, whoever hates them hates me. Allahu Akbar. And even in sajda, he would prolong his sajda when his grandchildren, his blessed grandchildren, were sitting on his blessed back, subhanallah azza wa jal. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit his honorable daughter, the queen of paradise, the queen of Jannah, Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. She would stand up for him out of respect and honor. She would make him sit where she was sitting. And when she would visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would do the same. He would stand up out of respect for her and make her sit where he was sitting. Subhanallah azza wa jal. So this mercy is an integral part of this bond between parent and child as well. Our scholars mention that when you bring home sweets, as we do sweets, chocolates or any candies that you bring home, and if you've got sons and daughters, then we should start by giving to our daughters first. Subhanallah azza wa jal. What a beautiful teaching. Because Islam arrived to abolish evil things like injustice, oppression, slavery, evil or harsh treatments towards people, towards children, towards your spouse, towards women as well. Islam came to give them rights. Go and do the history and research on this. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. I would encourage you, please do obtain the beautiful Risala, the booklet called Daughters, Their Upbringing. Also available from Maktabatul Madinah or a free download from DawatIslami.net. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel and parents in particular, kids are also a test and a trial from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The glorious Quran mentions certain ayat. For example, in Suratul Anfal, verse 28, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And know that your wealth and your children are a test, and that with Allah is an immense reward. Another ayah in Surah At-Taghabun, verse 15. إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Your wealth and your children are just a test, and with Allah is a tremendous reward. Furthermore, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 155, Allah Azza wa Jal states, and we will surely test you with some fear and hunger and with lack of wealth and lives and fruits, and give glad tidings to those who patiently endure, who have sabr, and patiently they persevere no matter what calamities and trials and tests are there. So my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, even when our children are rebellious or disobedient, we need to find and look for what is the underlying problems and issues. What is the root problem for their disobedience? Perhaps because I am disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, and therefore my children are disobedient to myself. Keep this in mind. That's correct. Disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal can translate into also the children, our own children, becoming disobedient towards us. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us His obedient slaves and of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal make our children obedient to us, to Him and to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, linked to what I was saying before, that there's a beautiful hadith that is mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawood regarding calamities that come and afflict a person. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, if a high status is destined for a certain person in the knowledge of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, but this person is unable to reach that high status through the a'mal, through their good deeds and good actions, then Allah Azza wa Jal makes that person suffer financially or physically or through their children as well. He then blesses this person with sabr, with patience over that difficulty, and then through that makes him reach that high status which is destined for him in divine knowledge. So again, a believer is never at a loss. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Another beautiful thing we as parents need to do is make dua constantly for our parents, for our children as well. No matter how difficult our situation is, no matter how disobedient or rebellious your child is, still make those good du'as for them. Don't make those bad du'as of curses. Because what could happen is, if that is the time of acceptance, and we are cursing our children, then at the end of the day, you will end up crying when something wrong or bad happens to our child. Continuously make du'a for them. There's a beautiful du'a in the glorious Qur'an, Surah Al-Furqan, verse 74. And it's a famous du'a. Memorize this and recite it as often as you can, every day in fact. The du'a is, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. That translation from Ganjul Iman. And our Lord, soothe, cool our eyes with our wives and our children, and make us leaders of the pious. Subhanallah. Make dua for your children to become Islamically inclined. Make dua for them to become pious, for them to become practical and sincere Muslims. Make dua for their protection as well. As we know, criminal activities are prevalent out there. And for this, I would advise you to visit one of the Ta'awizat al-Tariya stalls, where special ta'awizes are given for protection against physical and spiritual harms and enemies. And there is one in particular for protection against kidnapping. Amir Ahlus Sunnat, the founder of Dawud Islami, Dam Barakatuhumul Aliyah, also advises us, when we are making wudu, then recite Ya Qadiru, Ya Qadiru, Ya Qadiru, throughout the wudu when you are washing the different limbs. Practice this yourself. Teach your spouses, your family, and your kids as well to do this. This is effective as protection against kidnappers. May Allah protect our children from all physical and spiritual harms, inshallah. A wazifa for those who desire children. It is mentioned that the one who recites 10 times every Jumu'ah, every Friday, Ya Bari'u, Ya Bari'u, Ya Bari'u, will be granted a pious child. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And for those who have disobedient children, there is a beautiful wazifa for this. Also contact the Ta'awizat al-Tariya stall for ta'awizes for them, for their disobedience to be removed and for their general protection for yourselves as well. That wazifa for the removal of disobedience from our children is Ya Shahidu, Ya Shahidu, Ya Shahidu. This must be recited 21 times. And any wazifa that you're reciting, make sure you recite Durood Pak, Salat Ala Nabi, one time before and after. This must be recited 21 times after you perform a Fajr Salah, or before sunrise. Before sunrise, whilst placing your hand on the forehead of that disobedient child, recite this Ya Shahidu 21 times, inshallah azza wa jal, that child will become pious. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I mentioned earlier, that education is one of the principal factors that a parent needs to give to their children. And we need to teach them and mold them according to Islamic values, like ingrain in them the importance and necessity of salah, of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nurture good habits and manners into their lives and show them the importance of knowledge, of education, but in particular Islamic knowledge and Islamic education. Instill in their tender hearts, the little hearts, the love of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, the love of the Ahlul Bayt, the love of the Awliya Allah and those who are pious. Instill in them respect for themselves, respect for their parents, respect for their grandparents, for their siblings and others as well. Instill in them Zikrullah, Salawat and Durood Pak. These beautiful things that if you ingrain in them at a young age, they will grow up with this. It will be part of their habit and their nature, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And as they are growing to the level of understanding, then mold their minds in such a way that they know whom to choose as a spouse, what to look for in a person that qualifies them to be their spouse, inshallah azza wa jal. And this, as they are growing up when they are little, this will be indirectly done. Like show them the lives of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan and the awliya Allah rahimahumullah. And as they become in the teenage and more understanding, more mature in their mindsets and understanding, then this can be more open and direct as well. Rather you teach them, but first we have to teach ourselves. We have to do our own upbringing first as parents. So we need to learn the sunnah. And for this, Dawud Islami can assist you inshallah azza wa jal. Furthermore, remember that when your child becomes baligh, reaches the age of puberty, they are now fully responsible to adhere to the laws of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So as parents, don't have this mindset that do as I say, don't do as I do. Because automatically children, they are going to mimic what you say and what you do as well. They are very observant, even at a tender age. They don't understand. But they're recording these things, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. They are like empty pages of a book. And how we behave is what we are writing in this book. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. As parents, we need to practice what we preach. This is very important. Because double standards, it affects the discipline of the child. It confuses the child. And another thing for the mothers and the fathers out there. If there's any argument that we are in, then don't do this in front of the children. Psychologically, it can affect, negatively can affect this child. And don't influence them to take sides as well. We should do this in privacy, rather in privacy than in front of our kids. I mentioned about practice what we preach. There's a very beautiful narration, a parable in fact, that a lady approaches a pious person and brings her young son and asks this pious person to please motivate my child to stop eating a certain sweet dish. My child eats too much of this. So please motivate them to stop this. The pious person says that, alright, you come after a few days and then I will give the child nasiha and advice. She does so. He advises the child, but she asks this pious person that, why was there a delay? Why didn't you do it on that day? So the pious person says that I too was enjoying and eating this sweet dish a lot. And therefore I decided, first I am going to remove this from myself. I am going to stop eating this. And then I can sincerely advise this child. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Another very beautiful risala and booklet you can obtain from Maktubatul Madina or download from Dawud Islami is called Unique Son. Unique Son, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, is written by Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damul Barakatuhumul Aliyah and contains many lessons, especially for parents as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have touched on many madani pearls of advices for parents or would-be parents as well. And we will continue, inshallah Azza wa Jal, in part 2 of the same episode, Islamic Parenting. So until next time, inshallah Azza wa Jal, please try to implement these madani pearls. Join the Madani activities of Dawat Islami. Keep watching Madani channel as well. These things will help us to try to become positive minded parents and to create that positive Madani environment for our children as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.